Western Ranch is just a branch of Nowhere Junction to me. Give me the city where living's pretty and the gals wear finery.
There's a concert coming up on Thursday evening, October 3rd, at the Carnegie, raison d'etre, Swing Canaries, Sister Harmonies, and Folk Divas. It's part of the Carnegie's concert series. With us in the studio is one of the members of raison d'etre, Roberta Schultz. Welcome to Local Exposure.
Glad to be here, Lee.
Tell us about raison d'etre. How long have you all been together, and who are the members?
Well, we're a women's trio. We sing three-part harmony, and we're singer-songwriters, and we are comprised of myself, Vicki Reif-Ellis, and my sister, Violet Ray Webster. We've been together for 23 years this July.
You're based in Northern Kentucky, and where do you perform?
That's interesting because we're so excited about playing at the Carnegie because it's a really good local concert for us. A lot of the times we perform in Lexington or Berea because we're on the Kentucky Performing Arts roster. And a lot of times we perform in Alabama or in Kansas, but we don't often get to do a real concert here at home. So we're very excited to be doing that at a lovely place like the Carnegie.
So this month, raison d'etre has been playing the Old West Festival in Mount Orb and Williamsburg. And your 2011 CD had a Western theme. Tell us about that type of music and how much fun it is out at the Old West Festival.
Well, it's a lot of fun at the Old West Festival. We have three different music acts that are on stages, and we range from, like, we have an old-time group out there with banjo tunes, and then we have our group doing the songs of the Old West for the most part, and then once in a while we do a Hollywood cowgirl song to cheer everybody up. And then we also have a very funny group out there called Bob Forbe and the Ragamuffins, and they do the comedy side of the Old West as well as a lot of Irish music to go along with a lot of the Irishmen who went out west to be cowboys and miners and other professions. So it's a lot of fun, but we get distracted because you'll be singing a song about the Old West and you look out the side of your eye and there's some guy eating fire because we do have a medicine show. We do have the Pickle Brothers Circus, and there's some fire eating going on and some juggling and some championship roping also. So it's a lot of fun. Kids cry when they have to leave.
Well, that's nice. And how long is that going on?
That goes on from September the 7th through October the 6th.
You also did a theme-related Western CD.
And we did that primarily because we were playing at the Old West Festival, singing these songs that I researched that were authentic cowboy tunes, and we worked those up. And everybody said, well, why don't you have a CD of that? And we thought, duh, you know, we probably need to have a CD of that. So we went in the studio with Dan Murphy, and we worked up the CD, and we call it the Golden Girls of the West, because that's our alias when we sing cowgirl songs.
And can folks buy that out at the festival when they visit?
They can. It's available with us all the time in a lovely, authentic wooden box that Bruce Ellis made for us.
Who is our engineer this morning. So what other events do you have coming up?
Well, the whole thing at the Carnegie came about because we do theme-related music, and we develop most of those theme shows for nursing homes, senior centers, and retirement communities. And then we found out there was actually a public need for those shows. Downtown Frankfort called us one year and said, could you come do Swing Canaries to open for this big jazz group we have? And there were thousands of people out there on the mall in Frankfort listening to us do our 1940s swing tunes. So we thought, well, we can probably do this beyond what we've done before. And we've always thrown in some of the swing tunes in our regular sets. But at the Carnegie, we're going to get to do an awful lot of those. And we'll get to do a lot of harmony sister songs, like from the McGuire Sisters, Pointer Sisters, a fairly unknown group called the Denning Sisters that recorded Buttons and Bows back in the 1940s. And then we'll do some songs from folk divas like us and from Judy Collins and Joni Mitchell and Linda Ronstadt.
Will there be a cappella as well as instruments on stage?
We always do a little a cappella, and usually those are probably the Andrew Sister songs that would require big band. We've arranged those in a really nice, tight vocal arrangement that we can just belt out, and we do this frequently. So, yeah, we never go through a concert without doing an a cappella swing tune.
What do you have coming up this fall?
For the rest of this fall, we're glad that we don't have a lot coming up because we've been, you know, 5 weeks at the festival. But we are going to be part of One More Girl on a Stage that Kelly Thomas puts together for breast cancer, for Making Strides for Breast Cancer. We'll be doing that at the Southgate House October 25th. And we'll return to our regular gig at College Hill Coffee Company. We like to call that our home, where we can experiment and do our own music and have a good time.
What day of the week is that?
That's November the 1st on a Friday.
And any new CDs in the works?
We're working on a whole bunch of new music, and we have as our goal for the next year or so to come out with a new collection.
Any specific theme?
I don't know. This morning I was thinking of a nice title for it. But I think it's going to mainly be the best of our original songs and a bunch of the new stuff that we've written.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
That's a concert by Raison d'Etre, Thursday evening, October 3rd at the Carnegie in Covington, Kentucky. Name of the concert is Swing Canaries, Sister Harmonies, and Folk Divas. Roberta Schultz has been our guest tonight. For Local Exposure, I'm Lee Hay.
Give me stern trim and wear women are women in high silk hose and peekaboo clothes and French perfume that rocks the room. And I'm all yours in buttons and bows. Buttons.